Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Want to tell the story of your small business? Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today, small businesses turning to plastic for payments exclusively since they feel cash has become too inconvenient. That story after this. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. All it takes is 15 minutes to find out if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. And Geico offers coverage for more than just car insurance. Got a motorcycle? Geico's got you covered. Got an RV? Covered. Got a boat? Covered. How about homeowners or renters insurance? You bet Geico's got you covered. And there's so much more Geico could help with. Plus, don't forget the discounts. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. That's geico.com. It's getting more challenging to pay for things in cash. At a growing number of New York City shops and cafes, it's impossible to pay with your hard-earned 10s and 20s. Granted, 50% of small businesses across the U.S. still don't accept credit or debit cards. But Wall Street Journal columnist Ann Cadet says for some businesses, cash represents an expensive, risky inconvenience that's not worth the bother. Ann, what are you seeing?
Well, I think probably most people have stumbled across it by now. In New York City, I've been seeing a lot more businesses where I go to pay with my $5 bill and they give me this weird look and they're like, sorry, we only take payment cards. We only take your debit card or your credit card. And it's always kind of a little bit shocking to me every time. It's just a little jarring. I love paying with cash. But I talked to Square, they're a payment system provider that's national, and they said that in New York City, about 12% of their clients, their small business clients, have completely stopped accepting cash and they only take payment cards. So it's definitely a growing trend.
I would say that's a percentage that's probably only going north at this point.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you didn't see this at all a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Are businesses then actually turning away customer money in some cases if they don't have plastic?
Yep. They sure are. The businesses that have gone cash-free say that there are so many benefits that they don't really mind that a couple customers might walk away now and then. And the businesses that are going cash-free tend to be places that cater more to young folks anyway. It tends to be more older people who prefer to pay with cash. A lot of people don't even carry cash at all these days. So it's not really a big deal for a lot of businesses to not accept cash.
There was a guy you talked to who said, I think he was a baker, he actually can offer lower prices for things like pies because of no cash. How is that?
Yeah, that's what he said. He wanted to be able to offer his kind of individual pizzas for the lowest price he could. And he said he has another pizzeria a couple blocks away in the meatpacking district of New York City. And there he does accept cash. And every night when they close, it takes his people, you know, about an hour to, like, count all the drawers and do all the accounting and take the money to the bank and split up the tips of the waiters. And it's just a real pain in the neck where it is a place where he doesn't accept any cash. It takes 30 seconds to do all the closing and all of the transactions and the inventory go straight into his, you know, accounting software, and it just saves a lot of time and money. He also pays lower insurance rates because he doesn't have to worry about, you know, someone coming in with a gun. He doesn't have to worry about employee theft. There are a lot of benefits for businesses to not accept cash.
What about the fees that those businesses have to pay for those cards, though?
Yeah, credit card payments. Typically, a business will pay 1.5 to 3% for every transaction. This seems high to me, but the businesses I spoke to, and along with Square, who they cited some analysis, found that for, say, a restaurant that accepts cash, if your tab for dinner comes to $100, something like $11.40 of that will be spent on processing the cash. That seems high to me, but that's what the industry stats are saying.
Wow. We're speaking with Ann Cadet. Yeah. Wall Street Journal columnist. Her piece is called Card-Only Businesses Have Swiped Away Cash-Paying Customers. What does that do to tips, for example?
A lot of the places that have gone cash-only are also kind of doing away with tips. Of course, I always still put a dollar in the jar, you know, if a place is cash-free because people still like tips. But I think kind of another more important point is that a lot of people, I wouldn't say a lot, but a fair number of people in New York City and across the nation don't have payment cards. They don't have a debit card or a credit card because they don't have a bank account. And in New York City, it's about 8% of people, and the numbers for people who earn $15,000 or less, that about 30% of them don't have a credit card or a debit card. And for blacks and Hispanics, the numbers are something like 15 and 18%. So these businesses that don't accept cash are effectively keeping a lot of people away from their business. And these are people who already kind of have troubles in the first place. So there is some concern about there that the cash-free economy is going to, you know, effectively bar people from patronizing certain kinds of businesses.
So much of a concern that you wrote about a city councilman in New York who wants to fine restaurants if they don't accept cash?
Yeah, Richie Torres is a council member up in the Bronx. He's a young guy, and he tends to pay with a credit card. But he is worried about this trend. And his plan, which is going to come up in a hearing before the city council, I think in February, is to, for every instance that a restaurant or a store doesn't accept cash for its services, the city would fine that place, I think, somewhere between $250 and $500. They're still kind of like figuring out what an appropriate fine might be. And who knows if this law will pass. I'm sure there will be a lot of opposition to it from business.
Thanks, Ann. Wall Street Journal columnist Ann Cadet. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.